Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single home, single family home, a townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single family home.
Single family home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1964.
64, thank you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Absolutely.
Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or no upgrades made?
Roof, air conditioning, some electrical, some gas, mostly structural.
Structural, okay, thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, geez. Probably about 20 years.
40 years. Okay, thank you. And have you or 20. Any adult? 20?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, until Category 5 hurricane?
One, two, three hurricanes.
Okay, so Category 3 hurricane would be?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Katrina, Wilma, and I forget what the last one was.
So can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricane?
Katrina, Wilma, and can't remember the last one. It wasn't Gordon. I keep forgetting what it's called.
Okay, and do you remember the category of these hurricanes?
I believe Katrina, when it hit, it was probably a 3. Wilma was probably a 4. And this last one was a 3.
Okay, so 2 category 3 and 1 category 4, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be Katrina, you said, and the other one?
Wilma.
Okay, and in what year was that one, the last one you mentioned?
I'd have to look it up.
See okay, so it says Wilma, right? It's starting with W.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. See, Wilma. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, not enough to make a claim.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, I have a real answer to that because I've been through tornadoes as well when I was younger. You have no choice. You are vulnerable. You're very vulnerable. Extremely.
Okay, extremely. Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'd leave.
Sorry, what did you say?
Leave.
Okay, leave. Okay, evacuate. Thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane washed you? Mm-hmm.
It depends on what category the hurricane was supposed to be at.
Okay, well, the options I have here, basically, the first one is when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. And when a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours. Those are the options. So which one you would take?
It can be ready in a few hours.
Okay, in a few hours. Okay, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Okay, let me explain to you something about myself. I was an insurance adjuster specifically for hurricanes for about, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. And there is no certainty when it comes to a hurricane.
Okay.
Regardless of what anybody thinks.
Okay, so in this case, it will be not certain at all?
No certainty. Never know what's going to happen.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
As far as what do you mean by social media?
Social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
What do I use as far as that goes?
You have to select your top three sources of information.
Internet, mostly just internet.
Okay, internet and the other two, you can select whichever you want.
News or radio.
Radio and
yes.
News. Okay, thank you so much. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Prepared.
Okay, and between 1 and 5, if you have to rate?
4.
4. Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above will affect me.
Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if a emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably never leave unless it was going to be a Category 4 or above.
Okay, so you probably never evacuate?
No, unless it was a 4 or 5.
Oh, okay. So because I have this other option that says if a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours.
Yeah, I would leave. Yes,
okay.
I would vacate the house.
Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state?
Three states away.
Okay, so that would be as far as possible to another state?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Two. Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I got no idea right now. For a hurricane, I believe it's like $3,400.
Okay, $3,400.
For a hurricane.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $4,400 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm very certain that I could come up with the full $3,400, I could probably come up with $3,400, or I could probably not come up with $3,400.
I have that amount.
Okay, so you are very
sure. Okay. Yeah.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? It decreased significantly over 10%.
Yes.
Decreased some. Mm-hmm.
Over 60%.
It decreased or increased?
Increased.
Okay, so it'll be, you said 60%, right?
At least 60%.
Okay, in this case, it'll be the option increased significantly over 10%. So, and in the last 3 years?
In the last decreased? 2 years. Yes,
mm-hmm. The last 3 years, it decreased, remained the same, or increased?
Each year has it's increased.
Okay, somewhat or significantly?
Significantly.
Okay, and the last 3 to 5 years?
In the last... No, it did not increase much in the last 3 to 5 years.
Okay,
in the last 2 years, it increased.
Okay, somewhat increased or remained the same in the last 3 to 5?
3 to 5, we'll say remain the same.
Okay, and the last one is between 5 to 10 years. Is it decreased, remained the same, or increased?
Remained the same.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You continue paying higher rate?
I continued with the rate hike, correct.
Okay, thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what's the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
As the paperwork says, to restore it to its original condition.
So
that would be 100%.
100%. Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher, moving to another?
Then I will no longer pay for insurance.
Okay, and I have here these options. Basically, it says moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home.
I would not move from my home.
Okay, thank you so much. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Yes.
I would consider it.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
The government should not be, it's not their problem.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And in this case, we have completed more than half of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced between 1 and 5?
2.
Okay, and that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Okay, thank you. And that new developments take into account hurricane risk?
Well, according to the code, I would say 5.
Okay, 5. Okay, and that new developments take into account flood risk?
Two.
Okay, and that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
We'll do 4 with that.
4. Okay, thank you so much. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or your finances will be affected?
No, I don't believe it. And if it were true, I would have beachfront property.
Okay, so it'll be no, I don't believe it's happening, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job or other?
Neighborhood and flood level.
Okay, flood zone. And the other one?
Yes, the neighborhood.
Okay, and you have two right now. You can select another one. You have a school, no, crime?
I guess, yeah, crime is fine.
Crime, okay, thank you. Okay, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions that we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
59.
Okay, thank you. And this case, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Right at this moment, just myself.
Okay, and you said that you are 59, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Repeat?
Yeah, sure. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your
some college.
Household? Some college.
Some
okay.
college.
Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay, and what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household?
Approximately close to 50,000.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
50,000.
50,000. Okay. It'll be 30 to less than 50,000, okay, 50,000 to less than 70,000 would be. Okay, so these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your time and for your opinion. Believe me, it's really important for us. So thank you so much for that, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.